This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To a 9 o'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Back Maury, Bob Fesco, and some Chody Likens, Dusty Likens, with you on 96.5 The Fan. This comes from Bryson. Before we get into the Royals talk, everyone says sophomore slumps for Jaden Daniels, maybe, but why does nobody say that could happen for Bo Nix?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not on the top of everybody's list that we're talking about, I think, right? I think Bo Nix was good last year because nobody really noticed that Bo Nix was playing good football. There was no pressure on Bo Nix out there to play good football, right? There's very, very well could have a sophomore slump. But I think people, number one, he's not as relevant as Jaden Daniels was last year, right? That dude hit the ground running and became a household name in week one. I remember because you were excited in week one about that kid. And so the excitement was there right away. Bo Nix doesn't do anything flashy, does he?
Doesn't have to.
Doesn't have to, right? Just be a quarterback. So.
Well, yeah, I also think, you know, you had the Jaden Daniels thing you mentioned. Then you had the Caleb Williams kind of juxtaposing that, him kind of failing for all intents and purposes for what the national media's perspective was. Yeah, that kind of took the cake as far as rookie quarterback headlines.
I don't know, man. I don't think that, yeah, like you guys say, he's not as flashy, not at the top of the list. Like C.J. Stroud was that guy last year that we want to see if he was going to have a sophomore slump. I'm sure Mahomes was there. I'm sure.
Mahomes was definitely there. Oh, he's going to have a sophomore slump.
Of course he's not going to throw for 5,000 right. touchdowns. So
he hasn't been good since his rookie year. That guy's washed, Carrington. I agree, Rob. He hasn't done anything since the teens.
Oh, gosh.
When's the last time that guy won a Super Bowl, Rob? It's been about 600 days, Carrington. Actually, 700.
Oh, my God. So the Love Island pictures are out, and I can't take Carrington seriously.
Oh, I'm excited.
Just go to the Twitter fan page. Go to the 96.5. He's got a puka shell necklace.
Oh, no.
Aren't puka shell necklaces washed?
Oh, yeah. Look at our guy.
Let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at this one here.
And then there's Rob. Oh,
and then,
man.
And then there's Maude.
Yeah. And then there's, oh, my God, Vern. Oh,
Vern. Does Vern have one too?
Vern's got the cross necklace, bald head, beard, hands in pockets, yellow swimsuit. Vern better win this in a landslide.
Come on, bro.
No. Rob's winning this one, baby. Rob's looks the most normal.
I mean, Carrington's is something else.
Carrington, they like widened his head to fit on that body. Seriously, look at Carrington's head. They had to like stretch his head to fit on that body.
Oh, my Lord.
I love it.
Carrington wishes he looked like that dude. So does Rob.
So do I.
I was just saying, so do I. I'm not going to lie, dude. Like, please.
We all do, right?
I mean, we could. Just got to put down the fries, man, and the snack wraps that we're going to consume today. Because I'll have a full review of mine today after the show. I'll go grab a 100%. Couple, smash them. There is a trade in baseball from John Heyman. The Rays have acquired reliever Brian Baker from the Orioles. So the Orioles, sell. It's beginning. Our first trade, noticeable trade, I guess. The Rays have acquired a reliever, Brian Baker. Never heard of him. From the Orioles. Robert Murray had it first.
Thank God, Robert. Yeah.
Thank God that John Heyman's still a good enough guy to be like, this guy had it first. I always love that part of the tweets. We'll get back to some Trey Smith audio that he had on Up and Adams with Kay Adams about a contract extension as well. But the Royals last night. Victorious once again. Lots to dive into. Estevez was great again, 25 saves. Lucas Irsay comes back, clean inning, does exactly what you need him to do. Salvador Perez, go-ahead home run in the eighth inning, in the bottom of the eighth for his second home run of the game. What are you more impressed with, right? You more impressed with the fact they swept the Pittsburgh Pirates? Are you more impressed with the fact that the captain has been the captain for at least the month of July, like a captain is, right? Home runs, doubles, game-winning home runs, all that sort of stuff. Or that it looks like Jack is starting to kindly feel like he belongs and he's got his place now.
Actually, I'm more impressed with the way Rob looks in that Love Island picture. He looks the most normal. I shouldn't say this because he's been around forever and a day, but it's Salvador Perez for me right now, man. I don't want to say I feel vindicated or anything like that, but that guy took a lot of beating from a lot of people, you know, throughout the course of this year. Oh, Salvi's washed. It's time for him to go. And it wasn't just from Carrington and Rob. I mean, I got friends of mine texting me every day about it and talking about, you know, maybe Salvi's been around too long. But again, the instant gratification society that we live in, we have to understand baseball is not that way. You're not going to get your instant gratification in day one and day two. And sometimes it just takes a little bit longer for guys to heat up. And I look at Salvi right now, 286 home runs. He's 14 shy of 300. That for me is the number one thing now for Salvi to accomplish this year.
That's your summer watch?
Yeah, it is. Get me those 14 more home runs, dude, and get that 300 mark. And it'll be awesome when Salvador Perez is able to get to that 300 mark. And it's a shame that it's not like a pitcher or something going for his 300th win or, you know, whatever. And you have the opportunity to know when that's going to happen and you can go to the game. Salvi, you'd love to be at that game for when he's going to hit 300 homers, you know, but that could take place on the road. That could take place when you don't know it's going to happen. All of a sudden he gets hot or cools off or whatever the case may be. So that's what I'm most impressed. He's 35 years old and he's still playing like a badass out there, man. And his enthusiasm, his, you know, just everything that he does, his whole body of work just makes me so excited that he's heating up right now. And maybe we can put those washed conversations on the back burner and just be alongside Salvi as he has 14 more home runs to go before he hits 300. And that makes him a lock for the Hall of Fame.
No, yeah, I think he's already there, but obviously the lock is what you want to have, the comfortability to know that you can plan out a trip to Cooperstown, because I feel like that's one we'd have to go to. Yeah. I feel like that's one that's kind of like watch the guy's whole career. You covered sports radio his entire career. Yep. You want to go watch that speech. Like,
yeah.
I would have loved to have been at George's. I was too young to make that trip. My dad wanted to go. We ended up going, but I feel like Salvi's is one you go to, right? Like, that's like the Travis Kelce of the Royals. Right.
Yeah, he's not no doubt.
Like, Travis Kelce's a captain. That's how they do it in football.
Yeah.
But you've watched him come in, drafted, play, debut, finish.
We're going to be going to Canton a lot. I mean, I hate to be that guy. Ooh. Like, we're going to be going to Canton a lot, but we're going to go for Mahomes. We're going to go for Kelce. We're going to go for Andy Reid. We're going to go for Brett Veach. We'll go for Clark Hunt. I mean, like, Chris Jones, Harrison Butker, maybe. That's seven guys right there. And that doesn't include maybe some of the others that possibly came before them. I don't know. Maybe. Nah, probably not.
It's also cool. Last night it was his Superman bobblehead, and he was Superman.
And he was Superman last night. Yeah, that's the other thing that was really cool.
Because how many times you see that it's like their bobblehead day, and they go off like Shohei Ohtani did it when it was like the dog at the park day, and then he hits like two home runs, but that's just like a normal day.
Yep.
Superman bobblehead last night.
It was cool. My friend Jim texted me, he goes, I wish we could have Superman bobblehead night every night for Salvi, right, to see him do what he did.
Right.
And yeah, it's cool. It's fun. It's something that I think we as a city need to be more invested. I just don't hear enough people talking about the count down to 300 right now for Salvador Perez. And I also
think start tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Countdown to 300 for Salvador Perez. Hey, that's a good idea from that guy on
Bob
the radio.
Fesco had it first.
Yeah, but we're only 14 home runs away. That's a big number. Yeah. It needs to be a big milestone that we talk about a lot with Salvador Perez. We get closer and closer and closer to that magic number. And I think what would help this team, you know, a little bit, and we're talking about the Wittizens that they've got going on with the midday show. Why doesn't Salvi take Bobby and do it like he did with Lorenzo Cain? Because that helped Lorenzo Cain to get him out of his shell. I think that could help Bobby get out of his shell a little bit if Salvi starts doing that kind of stuff to him like he did to Lorenzo Cain. I think that would be a lot of fun.
I also think that win last night and the one before that, obviously the walk-off, Jack hits the fly ball to right, Garcia goes to third, then Lofton knocks him in. Then last night, Salvador Perez, two home runs, the go-ahead home run in the bottom of the eighth, and you win it in the ninth. You do that, not only does that carry over to the New York series where you had mentioned a couple of times today, they play a doubleheader, they play at 11, they play at 4, then they come to Kansas City, they'll land about 9 p.m., 10 p.m., somewhere around that time, I think.
Yeah, probably between 9 and 10.
Upper East.
Yeah, I mean, but by the time you get to your hotel, it's after midnight, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, you're going to want something to eat by the time you unwind. Like, the Royals have a great opportunity with the Mets flying in after this doubleheader to take some games from the Mets. And I do feel the Mets are a team right now that are kind of on that teeter-totter, right? If things are going great, they're front runners. The Mets are the best front runners out there. If things start to go south a little bit, they're going to give up, especially with the All-Star break coming up over the next couple of days, and they're looking forward to having 4 days off. If the Royals get a little bit of success on Friday night, that could carry all weekend long. And so if you're the Mets, I mean, the first couple of innings of Friday night could tell the whole series story, in my opinion, because I feel like the Mets are one of those teams that they're just going to say, all right, we're 53-39. It's the Royals. Screw this for the next couple of days. We got the All-Star break coming up. We'll get back after it after the break. Meanwhile, the Royals are saying, we're two games under 500. We need these wins. There's more of a sense of urgency for the Royals. That's why I love them in this series.
Not only that, you play the Mets tomorrow night at 7:10. Then you turn around and play a 3 o'clock game on a Saturday. It ain't going to be very cool on that game either. And then you play again at 1 o'clock. So they get in late, they play the night game, then they come back and play a midday game in the Midwest, and they play again at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and then it's the break. And if you take two out of three and win two games, you know, win a sweep and go, what, 5-1 on a homestand and be one game under 500? I mean, you'd look a little bit past it before we go to break. You get come back from the All-Star game, you go play three in Miami, you then play three in Chicago, and then you come home against the Guardians for three, you get the Braves for three, then you go to Toronto, to Boston, to Minnesota.
That's...
So, you know, take advantage of it while you can.
Yeah, while you can.
You're going to get a break, and you can end that, start that break with a high and continue that high throughout the rest of the
season. Supposed to rain all weekend, though, too.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
70% chance tomorrow, I think I saw.
Okay.
Let me see. 70%, 35% chance tomorrow, 70% chance Saturday, 45% chance on Sunday. Highs in the mid-80s. So it could be a little bit cooler, which is good.
So go back to Love Island voting. You can go to the Fan965 on Instagram. You can go to Twitter as well. Mac won our show's nominee, so he moves on. Drew won in dramatic fashion from their show.
I can't believe he beat out Alex Gold.
Somehow we have six responses. So six votes have been casted for Carrington, Rob, and Vern. Vern has 67%. Rob has 33%. Carrington has 0. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
DraftKings put out a photo of the last champion from all 50 states, Nebraska, 1997.
The last champion
from Nebraska, yeah, 1997, Nebraska. Got to be the football team, right?
Obviously. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Chiefs are Missouri. The Jayhawks are Kansas.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Like Kansas would have to be the Jayhawks from a couple of years ago.
Texas
right?
is the Rangers. Arizona's the Diamondbacks.
Are there any states that don't have somebody?
New Mexico, I think.
Is it?
It says none, and it's between Arizona and Texas. That's New Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't the Super Bowl be our last championship?
It is. Yeah, Kansas City.
Kansas City. Yeah,
Missouri is
Chiefs for now.
Yeah, they're not in Kansas yet, Mac. That's right. Still the Jayhawks there in 2022.
The Royals. So back off. What about Hawaii?
They don't have Hawaii's on there.
Alaska. What website are you on?
It's just DraftKings.
Oh, okay.
It was 12 hours ago.
Oh.
But yeah. So Wyoming's was Wyoming's football team in 1963.
Saying, when did Wyoming win a national championship? Or something, right?
Looks like it says 1943.
It has to be back then.
Yeah. Texas, the Rangers. Sorry, Jerry.
Well, I mean, everybody but the Cowboys has a claim to that.
You could assume that all the southeastern states are all college football. Like Georgia, Clemson, North Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, Ole Miss, LSU, Arkansas, and then Florida's the Panthers.
They just won. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. That's good.
Philadelphia, obviously. You damn Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
But no, just
what do they have for New Jersey?
Oh, I didn't look. I already lost it. Maybe. Yep, I lost it.
Oh, it has to be the Devils probably back in 97, 98, whenever that was. Last one that they won, the Stanley Cup, because the Nets never won anything there, and Rutgers is irrelevant.
There you go. So you're a little bit upset by this, that Boone is not taking Garcia. He gets passed. I know Hosmer had a tweet yesterday. He's like, how does my guy Michael Garcia not get in the All-Star game?
I got a conspiracy.
Yeah.
I got a conspiracy theory about this because they've taken every third baseman other than Michael Garcia now for the All-Star game, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that the guy that Jazz Chisholm was involved with a couple of months ago in the postseason, right?
And not if he tags me like that again, I'm going to punch him in the ass in the face.
Yeah, so I think it's Boone as the manager of the American League team holding a grudge. And I'm here for it because that's what makes rivalries, you know? And I really do believe that Boone is holding a grudge against Michael Garcia. That's to me what it all boils down to. Has Q been named a coach for the All-Star game?
I don't know yet.
Have we named the coaches to the All-Star game? Because there's no reason Matt Quatrero should not be in that dugout. He was a playoff manager last year.
The only thing I know is that they have, I think Boone said that your boy, I can't think of his name. The guy that was there for all those years in New York.
Joe Torre?
He's going to be like an honorable
honorary coach?
Manager.
Oh, that's cool.
The game. So, yeah.
Okay. But we haven't seen the coach's name, because a lot of times they'll take the managers from certain teams that, you know, did good a year before and kind of reward them. Q should be part of the coaching staff. And so if Boone doesn't take Michael Garcia and he doesn't take Matt Quatrero, there's a grudge there to be had. And I am here for it, because we do need a rival. We need somebody to hate for a real reason, not because, you know, it was the 70s or whatever and we were told to hate the Yankees. We need a real reason. And if Boone is not picking Garcia and Q to be part of the All-Star festivities because of what happened last year, that's good, because that does create that rivalry. We don't play them again, obviously, this year, unless we see them somehow in the postseason. But I mean, I like that. I like the fact that Boone's like, screw you guys, you know, and I think it's good for the game to have that.
To give you some sort of truth to your conspiracy, the person that's stepping out is, I believe, Jeremy Pena for the Astros. Their third baseman is not going to play, which is crazy that now you know why they were okay not giving Bregman the money.
Yep.
And replacing him is Zach McKinstry from the Tigers, who has a .286 batting average, 7 home runs, 28 RBI, 13 stolen bases. Hold my beer.
Okay.
Michael Garcia is hitting .305 with 40 RBI, 18 stolen bases, and 8 home runs.
Yeah. He puts up better numbers across the board than Zach McKinstry. Yeah. And that's why I thought yesterday, I'm like, oh, this is a great conspiracy that I've got, that Boone is doing this on purpose because he doesn't like Michael Garcia.
Which makes me think that one of the coaches will be A.J. Hinch. He was the coach of the year last year, the manager of the year last year in baseball. McKinstry gets the plug.
Maybe.
How does he get that? Well,
your coaches for the All-Star game should be all the coaches who made it into the postseason last year. You led your team to the postseason. You should be a coach in the All-Star game. It should be Q. It should be A.J. Hinch. It should be Stephen Vogt. It should be the Baltimore guy, but he got fired, didn't he, already?
He's gone.
So he's gone. Mm-hmm. So you can't put him on the list. So, like, the three guys from the Central that were in the postseason last year should all be All-Star coaches. Did Tampa make the playoffs last year? I think they did, right? They should be, whatever teams made the playoffs, other than the guys who've been fired, those should be the All-Star coaches. But I haven't heard if Q is going to be an All-Star coach yet. And if he's not, screw you guys.
From the 816, the Royals need to embrace the no All-Star team since the commissioner had to get Bobby and Bubich in. There's a paycheck that comes, though, that I think that they're willing to grab. What is going on?
Yeah, I know. Something's going
there's
on.
There's paranormal activity in here, man.
Some parts of the building are hot. Some are very cold. It's not working properly.
Did you know who Zach McKinstry was until yesterday?
Not really. Okay. No. I mean, I've heard the name, but I wouldn't have, like, if you would have said who's Zach McKinstry, I would have said, I don't know, an NBA player, right? Some sort of athlete. But no, maybe I should. He's an All-Star now, but now I will remember him because he is on the All-Star team ahead of Michael Garcia.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I get it. Now there is something to be watching, because Binkley was up in arms about this, no pun intended. But Jacob Wilson took a fastball off the wrist the other night and got taken out of the game. Looked like he was in a lot of pain. And Binkley immediately texted me, goes, Bobby might start now. He's like, Jacob Wilson hurt. Not coming back.
And who was the second guy that got in?
For the All-Star game?
Yeah, shortstop. Because whoever the backup was that was voted, he'll probably be the starter if Jacob Wilson can't play.
Okay.
Because Bobby was that commissioner's exemption thing. Mm-hmm. Again, it took the commissioner of baseball to get Bobby Witt on the All-Star team. It wasn't Boone.
No. And then we're going to see ABS in the All-Star game, which I think is awesome. I think that's fun. I think that's great. We're going to actually, everybody's going to get to see it, because people will say that they're going to watch the All-Star game. Come on. There's nothing else to watch, man.
First of all, there's nothing else that's going to be on that night. But baseball's gotten such a renaissance, and the TV ratings have been huge. The games are fast. They're not boring anymore. There's a lot of stars that are playing right now that people want to see. Baseball's in a great spot where they are right now. So I'm hoping the All-Star game, which has already sold out advertising dollars, it sold out at the beginning of June of ads. Mm-hmm. There's going to be 80 commercials in the All-Star game, not including pitching changes. Not including, like, the reviews and things like that. So think about that. Mm-hmm. At $750,000 to $800,000 a 30-second spot Fox is getting, they sold out at the beginning of June, which was the soonest the All-Star game has ever sold out from a commercial standpoint of inventory. They're usually going up to the last day or something trying to peddle this stuff, right? So it tells you where the interest in baseball is. So I think there's going to be a huge audience on Tuesday night. I think it's going to be one of their best games ever from a numbers standpoint, because people are back and they're interested in baseball again. It's trending that way. And so you get the opportunity in front of a huge audience on national TV as a standalone game to expose every baseball fan finally to this ABS that, You got a chance to see it in the minor leagues. I got a chance to see it in spring training. You and I talking about it, kind of like, you know, talking about Babe the Blue Ox here, this mythical thing that's going on in baseball. Tuesday night, the myth becomes reality. And fans are going to watch that on Tuesday night. And the first challenge that they see, they're going to go, holy crap, I missed the challenge because it happened so fast. Mm-hmm. And you get the call correct. And it happens. It's not one of these NFL challenges where you got time to go get a soda and take a, you know, dump or something like that. Mm. You got the opportunity to basically blink. And the challenge is over when it comes to this ABS stuff. And so I think it's just another brilliant move by Major League Baseball to say, you know, the players may be bitching about this, but we're going to roll it out in the All-Star game, and the fans are going to love it. And now there's peer pressure on the players to say, fans love this, and I hate to tell the players this, the game ain't about you, pal. It's about the fans and what the paying customers want. And if the paying customers want this, which I think they will after they see it, sorry, players, you got no choice.
I know this is going to be a weird kind of like a comp or maybe like a analogy or a metaphor, whatever you want to call it, about how, you know, when the people ask for something and they like it and you see the results, obviously we will look Wednesday for the show, what the results were for the viewing numbers of the All-Star game, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then they know that if they put this in there with the high amount of volume, like you had mentioned just there, that will be the talking point. Like, oh, that strikeout call that they thought was a ball in the sixth inning to Bryce Harper, whoever, right. whatever it may be.
Because there will be a moment like that.
100%. You just can't make those things up. Right. And then you see that, like, oh, this worked. We got enough on it. You go look at McDonald's, right? I know, corporate America, whatever. They gave the people what's something that you want to see McDonald's bring back. They said, bring back the snack wrap. You know what McDonald's signs say today at some locations? Snack wrap is back. You won. We'll see what McDonald's stock is. I know it's always up there, but yeah. I wonder what the peak is as of today where those snack wraps come out. Because you know there's people out there. I'm going to go to get it just to mm-hmm. see what they taste like, to have some sort of content for the show tomorrow as well. But the fact that they're putting signs up saying, you win, people like to see that.
Yeah.
And when you see that people like the pitch clock, people like the runner on second and extra innings so they don't have to watch 19 innings of baseball, you're always going to have people that are going to say, I don't really care for it. Q, the manager of the Royals, does not like it.
Yeah, well, because, he's there in the dugout. He's got no choice.
Right. So, and that's what he said. He's like, well, it doesn't matter to me. It's yeah. like what they're going to do. But like baseball, original argument from 2 years ago, this sport is too long. It's boring. It goes too late into the night with extra innings. What do? Oh, the people ask. That's what the people want. Now baseball games go 2.5 hours. That's the way it goes.
It's amazing when you start to listen to your customers, too, and how things change. Because I think we're starting to see a lot of that in sports right now. And I think what sports is starting to realize is that they are one of a million different entertainment options that are available to the American public at any time right now. This is no longer the 1960s where have game, put it on TV, people will watch. We're long past those days. And I think baseball and football and all the sports maybe been a little bit slower to the party. But you mentioned the McDonald's thing. I'll take you one step further. You know who else has done a great job in that? The Washington football team and their new ownership and right. listening to their fans and what they wanted. And they brought them back to Washington, D.C. They brought back the Redskin uniforms. They're all but the Redskins again. They're giving the fans and that community what they want. And when you give the customers what they ask for, they'll be loyal customers and they'll come back again, 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 and again. And that's why I look at these entitled baseball players a lot. And I use Whit Merrifield as the example all the time because he just fits the mold. Quit your bitching. Quit your complaining. I don't care what the players think about any of this stuff. It's not about the players anymore. It's about the fans. And if the fans aren't there, the players ain't going to be there.
The other argument that I don't want to hear is that people are saying, well, now we're going to have robot umps. What's next? Banana Baseball is going to join the MLB. What a joke. Robot umps. What's next? Robot players. So let me ask you this. When they introduced the challenge in the NFL, do you think you're going to have robot refs? Because last I checked, the Hockey League kid's still out there. All these guys are still refereeing the game. They're just being assisted by more in-depth technology to make sure the game is actually played right. And there's still people that bitch and moan about the refs in the NFL. They still think that Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes have them on speed dial.
Right.
Is speed dial still a thing? I don't think so. But again, it's an advancement in technology to make the game better. They're not going to get rid of umpires. They're just going to add a system in which you can see if it is a ball or a strike.
Well, you have Rosie from the Jetsons back there. I mean, what happens when an umpire melts down or something like that in short circuits?
And it's not robot umps. Right. It's replay. We have it now in baseball, right? Was the ball fair or foul? Foul. Okay. You can challenge that.
Yeah.
You know, they challenged the other night. There was, I think it was, what was it? Catcher's interference.
That's right. The catcher. How big was that?
And then Lofton hits the home run.
Right.
If that's not reviewed.
And don't sit here and tell me you don't want replay. Yeah. Well, we just benefited from, we don't win that game.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch the MLB All-Star game. I'm going to watch the WNBA. Cool.
Good for you.
Yeah, it is cool. WNBA is definitely better to watch than baseball. That's like your opinion, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're watching it.
Good.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
And don't you dare switch over to that All-Star game because they're bringing back the actual unis.
That's right. And that's the other thing. They listened again to the fans. The fans wanted the team uniforms. What did Major League Baseball do? They give the fans what they wanted. That's why I said Rob Manfred, he's on the come as the commissioner right now. Like, he's doing what the fans want. Mm-hmm. And I know that rubs people in the game the wrong way, but again, you're not the game. The game is about what the fans want. And when the fans get what they want, they'll spend more money, and in turn, you'll make more money. So just reward the fans, give the fans what they want, and just accept what it is.
Do you think the people want this guy back? No doubt. That's Trey Smith on Up at Adams with Kay Adams talking about his contract extension. Do you think the majority of Chiefs fans want to see him get a big contract?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? I think so.
Because he's a protector of the quarterback. Yeah, that's the billion-dollar athlete.
Yeah. And he's been really good.
No, I disagree with all of that. For me personally, I think because of all the medical stuff, and how he had to battle and fight and prove himself, and he did just that. That's like all of us, man. Like, throughout all of our lives, we've had to battle and prove, and show everybody that we had the capabilities of doing something. That son of a gun was doubted. Most teams told him he would never play in the NFL. And that's part of the reason why I want him to get paid, because that guy went out there, proved everybody wrong, went in the sixth round, earned every damn dime that he's earned, and has become one of the best guards in the NFL. That's part of the reason why I think he should get paid as well, because he's earned it, and he's shown that, you know, staying with it, sticking to it, not listening to what people are telling you, that benefits. And he was a sixth round draft pick. He could have been bitter. He could have been upset. He could have had his head down. He could have pouted. He came in here and started from the minute he put a helmet on and dominated from the minute he put a helmet on.
Where did he play college football at, Mac?
Tennessee, baby. I was at his pro day, interviewed him that day, had his head up on that day as well. He's very positive, which there were about no scouts in the room because it was Tennessee football at the time.
Everybody missed him.
And Brett didn't. I mean, and look, and I obviously have a personal relationship with Trey and done a lot of stuff away from football and that kind of stuff with him. Just an unbelievable human being. So I'm biased into all of this, right? I've got a personal bias towards Trey Smith, and I know what a wonderful guy he is. I know what a wonderful person he can be to have an impact on the Kansas City community for a long time, and he's a hell of a football player. He's the perfect package of a guy that you want on your football team. We got a lot of those dudes here in Kansas City right now.
I just like the aspect of, like, if I don't have to worry, because what's the one thing we all worried about last year towards the end of the season? The offensive line.
Oh, yeah, left tackle.
If you don't have to worry about the offensive line, that is a huge goal in the football season. Like, you can just let that trench of protection stay put. And obviously, we'll get into some audio on the other side of the break with what Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce and Matt Nagy had to say about Josh Simmons, who's the left tackle of the future, we'd hope. But you think about that. You put Trey and Creed together. And then you bring in, you have Juwan Taylor this year. You have a new rookie and a signed guy and a guy that came back last year to try and left tackle and didn't work out in Suamataia.
Yep.
And you have these two veterans that have locked in and have paid and played the way that they have in this organization. That builds that chemistry on that line. And that is like your original band of brothers in football. Mm-hmm. It's your offensive line. Those guys are the ones that go out there, and they're in the middle of it. They're the dog fighters. And when you have a guy out there that shows you that he wants to be a leader, wants to stay here, that spreads like wildfire across that offensive line. If you have a stable offensive line with Patrick Mahomes who's getting older, whether you want to believe it or not, that's going to make this team better in the future. And that's why you look at these things and where these pieces are. Who's a better mentor for a guy like Josh Simmons? Trey Smith, or as a guy that you go sign as a free agent that's never been in Kansas City before?
Well, and I also think, too, with the offensive line, like, I'm over the point of wondering about this offensive line all the time. Like, I need to get past that kind of stuff. And that's where the Josh Simmons of the world come in and Trey Smith getting signed long term. Like, I think the Chiefs are to that point as well, where they're like, all right, we're tired of having this unsettledness along the offensive line. Let's stabilize this thing. Let's just slow down a minute. Stabilize this offensive line. We've got the center signed up for good. We've got the left tackle we just drafted. We'll get the right guard signed. We're going to stabilize this whole offensive line and give Patrick Mahomes a line that he can play behind that is stability for the next 3 or 4 years. Obviously, there's going to be changes. It happens all the time, in football. But if you can find an offensive line that can be together as a cohesive unit for the next 3 or 4 years and we don't have to worry about it, then you can focus on other positions too. There's been a lot of focus on the offensive line recently.
Yeah, we've seen Mahomes and Steph Curry be compared their whole careers. And we've seen Steph Curry without Draymond Green when he's hurt or whatever. Still great. Best shooter of all time, right? We've seen Mahomes without a great offensive line these last couple of years. Still great, right? Won a Super Bowl. Didn't win last year's, but was able to get there, right? Was able to get on that mountaintop. But when he has that offensive line, it's next level. It's pretty much unbeatable. You don't know what to do. Defensive coordinators are smacking their heads and just going, what am I doing? Ripping their hair out. Same thing. Steph Curry, he actually gets a guy who can set a screen, give him some protection, give him some time to get his shot set. It's going to go in the hoop every time. That's what Mahomes didn't have last year. That time to just look at the defense, dissect everyone, like we talked about yesterday, roll out to the right, sort of casually, leisurely, kind of bouncing up and down and just ready to boop, yeah, over the top.
And I think a lot of times in sports, we forget that these are team games, and we always want to put the blame on the shooter or the blame on the quarterback or the blame on the pitcher or the blame on the shortstop or, you know, the goalie in hockey, whatever the case may be. It's easy. That's kind of the low-hanging fruit of all of this. But that analogy that you just used with Steph Curry and Draymond Green, that was good. I learned something on that, and I thought that was kind of cool to see, okay, Draymond's the guy out there setting all the screens, doing all the dirty work so Steph can make the shots. Steph's mm-hmm. good, but everybody, no matter how good they are, whatever it is that they do, they need help along the way.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully your biggest issue on your offensive line next year is how to replace Juwan Taylor at right tackle.
And then maybe you move the kid they signed from Jalen Moore exactly. over.
Yep. That's the solution to me. Yeah. It's already there.
I think
Beach
you're right.
Already thought ahead.
That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. That's exactly because people will say, why did you draft a left tackle when you signed Jalen Moore? Well, because Juwan Taylor's coming due mm-hmm. at the end of this season, not bringing him back. Jalen Moore can go to the other side. Josh Simmons can play left tackle. And now we're ready to go.
Talk to you later.
Living here in Brett Beach.
I mean, it's brilliant. He's brilliant, man. He really is.
I have some evidence that maybe LeBron won't be a Laker next year. I'll get to that. Ooh. Plus what the new Heights guy and Matt Nagy had to say about the new number one pick for the Chiefs, Josh Simmons. On the other side here, 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
And you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty on a Thursday. Tomorrow, the greatest day of the week. Friday. Gotta love it.
What if you just lived Friday every day, but every day was Friday? No, I'm just saying it was just Friday, but there was never a Saturday. It was just Friday. Would you think the same way?
No.
No.
No, exactly.
No.
That is a new segment that we'll be bringing to the airwaves in August called Garage Talk.
That's right.
Sponsored by no one, but somebody could step up. LeBron James, man, right? We love the NBA offseason. LeBron James, maybe a little petty, maybe a little drama always, right, around mm-hmm. LeBron. DeAndre Ayton was on a radio program. Let me see. I don't know what it was. Looks like it was like ESPN Radio. And their newly acquired center, big piece of their team, I would think, DeAndre Ayton, right?
They need
had this to say.
Hey, DeAndre, have you spoken to LeBron? Have you spoken to Luka?
Not really yet, but I've definitely got a text from Luka. I know how the offseason goes. You know, this is not my first rodeo. People are probably busy and, you know, training and having times with their families. But I'm just waiting. I'm just really just trying to integrate myself with the team and get to know everybody.
DeAndre waiting on LeBron to call or send him a text. So, yeah, nothing yet.
Did he reach out to LeBron?
Does he have to?
Does LeBron have to reach out to him? I mean,
you would think that if you're the face of the team, you'd be like, hey, man, welcome to the... I mean, I guarantee you as soon as somebody's drafted and they go through the phone calls from, like, Veach and Donovan and Clark and Andy, that Mahomes, like, welcome to the team.
Well, that's... you can't compare everybody to Patrick.
Everybody else does. Everybody else does.
I mean, Patrick does everything that everybody should be doing, right? Ooh.
He should text DeAndre Ayton, though.
He should. Like, hey, welcome.
He texted Luka.
Yeah, welcome to the team or something. Yeah, it was texted Luka with a winking emoji the day before or something like that.
You know, I guess DeAndre was in a submarine when he made that phone call.
Yeah, where the hell? I was going to ask you. He's in bed.
He's on a phone in the video. Like, he's literally like...
Oh, there's video of this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because he's on a phone.
It sounded like he had just woke up, forgot the interview was taking place, and he's 100%. In his sheets, and he's like just kind of lying there, you know. But honestly, is there any more athlete, more thin-skinned than the NBA player?
Wide receiver?
I don't know.
It's up there. It's a good one.
Wide receiver, cornerback.
Yeah, but basketball players, man, they are.
They're thin-skinned, yeah. Man. Like, oh, LeBron hasn't texted me yet. Okay, reach out to him then, you know?
He's too busy playing golf.
His kid's playing against Cooper today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's busy. You know LeBron's in Vegas.
Hell yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure he's in Vegas.
His son's there to play against Cooper American flag.
Yeah.
LeBron does not want to be in L.A. anymore. He's pretty much made that clear.
Did he ever want to be in L.A.?
I think 7 years.
Or did he feel like it was a forced profit?
I don't know. He's all about
the
branding.
Well, he's the movies and the branding and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So there's always that in his decision making.
Was Kobe alive when he went to L.A.?
No.
Because he was in the bubble.
He's been there for 8 years.
Yeah.
The bubble was right after Kobe died. Kobe died January of 2020.
But he's been there for, this would be his 7th or 8th season.
No, he didn't play with Kobe.
No, not with Kobe, but while Kobe
was alive. While he was alive. My bad.
Because I didn't know if he went to L.A. to like be the next face of the Lakers because like part of the passing, but I guess he was there before them.
Yeah, he was there before.
I don't know ball, so.
No, I don't know. I mean, Lakers storied franchise. They needed a title. They hadn't won in a while. The whole story was there. He got the title. He's now another savior.
Yeah, title-ish.
Title-ish. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's funny how Ben Maller will spin it because he's a Dodger fan and a Clipper fan, right? The Dodgers won the World Series that year. He goes, that's the hardest World Series you ever have to win. He goes, it's a 60-game sprint. They're used to 162-game relaxation period. Uh-huh. And so he credits the Dodgers for winning, but not the Lakers.
Not the Lakers. Oh, the coincidence.
I don't think the bubble championships really count. I mean, they are what they are, and you won your trophy, and they gave us what we needed at that time.
Both L.A. teams won in the bubble.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, but
Tampa Bay won a Super Bowl, and it was at their stadium.
With
cardboard fans.
Who won the hockey championship? Did they do the Stanley Cup that year? I don't know if they did or not. I can't remember now.
I bet Speck knows.
That's probably the year the Capitals won or something.
I asked him if he had any summer chick outfit, and he said, I have no summer chick.
I can't wait to see what he's wearing tonight.
Oh, yeah, the Lightning. They were on their little run there.
So Tampa Bay, LA, LA. Coincidence?
That's interesting. I didn't even put that together. Wow.
Yeah, that is nuts. No, but LeBron's opted into this player option of $56 million, but then all of a sudden is saying, I want to win rings, but rings aren't what you're supposed to judge players on, but he wants one of them, and he wants to leave L.A., but he wants to stay in L.A. He's all over the place, dude.
Yeah, he really is.
It's so annoying. Like,
but he also does it because he's a narcissist as well. He's Aaron Rodgers, but he's not as, like, Aaron Rodgers is a jerk, right? Like, nobody likes Aaron Rodgers. I don't find LeBron that way. The only NBA player jersey I've ever owned is LeBron James.
Oh, nice.
And so I understand why, like, people don't like him because of the decision, and he's good at what he does, and he's successful, and he gives back and start, like, why people don't like LeBron James is beyond me. But I understand he's a narcissist, right? And so everything, he always has to be in the middle. The guy tried to claim he invented Taco Tuesday, for God's sake.
Yes.
Okay? Some bar in Jersey invented it back in the 70s. Okay? It wasn't LeBron who invented Taco Tuesday, but that's the type of guy he is. He tries to be involved in everything. So when he's doing all of this, it's just his way of inserting himself into the story. You
know? Somebody in the text line says he went there because his son could finish school where they were at. I mean, I guess that's probably a tea leaf of that
story.
Yeah,
his family. Yeah, it's probably, yeah. What is this 623 guy saying about me, Dusty? I'm backtracking. I'm confused.
He says you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
LeBron hasn't made any statements about leaving the Lakers. Where does this dude get his sources from? Now Max backtracking.
Man, my fault. I didn't
Sources.
Didn't realize I said he made any statements.
Mm. Every year that ends, we wonder what LeBron's going to do. We've been doing this for a decade now. Yep.
DeAndre Ayton, not DeAndre Statement.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you can't win them every day, right?
Yeah, I guess I just don't understand why anybody would think like this is par for the course with LeBron. Mm-hmm. Ever since the decision, he's in the news all the time for no reason. He inserts himself and puts himself into that category. It's like, you know, when a guy like Aaron Rodgers says, stop talking about me, well, stop doing stuff to give us reasons to talk about you.
Do you know that SNL skit with Kristen Wiig when she's like, don't make me sing.
Yeah,
Don't make me sing. And then she's it's LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, stop talking about me, but talk about me. Yeah. Don't talk about me.
That's 100%. It's him and Aaron Rodgers are the same person with that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But again, I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I love LeBron. Always have. But I don't like Aaron Rodgers at all. There's nothing likable about that guy. There's a lot likable about LeBron. But he does have that narcissistic side, which also drives him to be the greatest basketball player that this generation has ever seen.
Maybe the greatest athlete.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah.
You might like hearing this from what Matt Nagy had to say with the New Heights brothers.
I got to ask you, offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
You drafted Josh Simmons. This kid looks incredible. Looked incredible at Ohio State. What do you think he'll bring once he's fully back and healthy?
Yeah, I really love his athleticism. You're right. I mean, his ability to really show his strength and athleticism on the edge, one-on-one, being able to recover if he gets beat. I mean, it's rare.
Dude, it was like flashes of like Jason Peters, like Trent Williams type of movement and bending and redirecting. I agree 100%. Yeah.
Agree, man. He's going to really put it together. And I think like right now, just Jace, as you know, man, just kind of understanding the calls and all the different calls you can have at the line of scrimmage, when you're going to, you know, squeeze and, you know,
tell the guard, that's what the guard's for. He's got to block the man Mountain Dean on the end. The guard could tell him, you know, that, hey.
That's right. That's right. So he's really, really been locked in, though. It's been great to see him, like, in meetings and out of practice. He's almost sometimes a little bit too serious because he's really locked in. It's good to see.
Sounds like a bunch of green flags for me.
Yeah, let's go.
You know what I mean?
Maybe like, such yes, a G, dude. Too.
Yeah, he's awesome. The guy's so cool. Damn.
He's so relatable.
Yeah.
You know?
He is.
I mean, the story with him, he was selling real estate. And Brett Veach went to Andy and said, hey, let's give this guy an opportunity to be a volunteer assistant.
Wow.
And then the rest is That's history.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, you got a good teammate in college. You know, you form friendships along the way, right? He's now a grunt for the Eagles. Hey, you want to be a free grunt for the Eagles and give up your real estate license and do this? Sure. Here we
Let's
are.
Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Hello, America.
That's the American dream right there, baby.
I know that I'm hard.
Tell you that right now.
His 80th birthday's coming up here pretty quick.
What are we going
to
do for
I don't know. I just got a text. A lot Cherry of people pie. Are wanting to know what we're doing Strawberry. For the...
Thank you.
The birthday party for him. I don't know. I was thinking we just run out the sand trap and throw him and Maloney in a cage match.
So I was just always so hammered. I don't remember anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Somebody else drinking.
That was
college. That game last night really pissed me off, to be honest with you.
That's right. Hey, tomorrow we'll ask a question about Josh Simmons, so you get a little tease for tomorrow's show on a Friday. But go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, stay groovy. It's Cody, Gold, and Drew. The Winnisons coming up next from 10 to 2 on 96.5 The Fan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.